They're really saddened that a government official can issue that position when the president himself acknowledged that Gukura Wound actually happened, which he termed a moment of madness. So as you, Zimbabwe, we are saying, as the VP, the person who's responsible for leading the organ on national healing and reconciliation, he should actually withdraw, retract that statement and apologize to the generality of Zimbabwe.
What type of apology are you looking at? You want him to say, sorry, Zimbabwe, and then what happens next?
We are saying the vice president should acknowledge that there are victims of Gukura Wound who are still suffering from the effects of the atrocities that happened in the 1980s. You should make a public apology that indeed Gukura Wound happened and give people a clear plan of how him as the leader of the Organ and National Healing is going to readdress that issue, as their victims are still suffering from the effects of the Gukura Wound up until now, almost more than 20 years later.
Now, Ms. Dewa, what is the possible solution to this very, very serious issue?
Okay, first stage first is for the government to acknowledge that indeed Gukura Wound is a sad epoch that happened in the country that we should not dismiss as a nation. There should be room for truth-telling, there should be room for reparations, there should be room for justice, there should be room for reconciliation to take place in order for the nation to yield towards national healing and reconciliation.